Welcome to Very Fine Friends Bonus Improv. That's my ventriloquist skills. Not very good.
Oh my God. Who said that? I'm scared.
Hey, Francis. How's it going? Is there a way to ventriloquist without having a stupid grin on your face? Like if you're an amateur?
Sure. How are you doing, Jonah? How are you?
I'm good.
The audience can't see that we are doing good faces.
Yeah.
Sounds like we have
just trust
Botox.
Us.
Yeah, Botox doing in our cheeks.
Great faces.
Joe, can we get a word?
Sure can. Your suggestion is golf.
Golf. Oh, well, it's applicable to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's applicable to both of us.
Because you have a Volkswagen Golf and I play golf?
No. When I was a kid, my dad took me to Mexico and we went to play golf at a golf course.
Mm.
And I would say I was bad, but he didn't really teach me. He didn't know how to teach.
Yeah.
And
does
I went,
he know how to play?
I don't know.
No?
All I know is I went to swing and I hit the ball, but I also let go of the golf club.
Mm.
And it went flying and it went in the water, like in water. And it was November. I remember that distinctly because someone drove up on a golf cart and they were like, I'll go get your club. And we were like, no, it's freezing. Like the water's too cold. He's like, no, I'll get it. And he goes to get in, he like rolls his pants up and he goes to the water and we're like, really? It's fine. He's like, no, I'm going to get it. And he stepped into the water and he goes, I'm not going to get it. He came out and we're like, okay, thanks. So it's in there somewhere to this day.
Wow. Was it like a child size? Or were you using like adult clubs?
I don't know. I've always been like a humongous sack of flesh. So
anyway, it's based on height. So well,
would my dad use a child size?
I was going to say, so it might have been Dennis's and also child size.
All right, maybe.
Or maybe ladies clubs.
Yes.
I recently got a whole new set of golf clubs, which is very nice. It was a birthday present from my parents. Thank you. Shout out, parents. But when I was getting like fitted for like, or like seeing which ones I was going to get, I didn't even know this was a thing. So I didn't get ladies clubs. I got senior men's clubs. I did not know that was a thing, but apparently it's like the strength of the shaft.
Like, stop it.
I swear.
You're being goofy.
I'm not. I swear.
Senior men strength of shaft.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's like a 55 plus. It's like for, cause it's like, it has a little bit of give in it, but not as much give as a woman's club would. Cause I'm strong. You see,
you are.
I'm strong.
You are strong.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. And it's working out well.
Yeah. I played the other day and I started out the front nine. I did not play well, but I handily won the back nine, which was great. I really want to just play well enough to beat our idiot friends. It's my only goal.
Shout out.
You guys know who you are. You guys know.
They know.
You know you're idiots.
That's like the one thing they know.
That tracks with idiocy.
Because of idiot.
Dumbasses.
And now, improv.
John, happy college graduation.
Oh, hey, thanks. Thank you.
You're going to love your gift.
Ooh, you didn't have to get me anything.
Oh, I know, but I wanted to. It's not every day you graduate college.
I hope not. That was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, here it is. It's dentures.
Oh. Dentures?
Yeah. You put them in your mouth, and they can do anything teeth can do.
Oh, thanks, man, but I got a full set of teeth still.
We'll just save them for later. They have a lifetime warranty.
Okay. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not the end. I can see you're a little disappointed. That's not it.
I'm just confused, but
don't be confused. This makes sense. You're a senior now.
Well, okay. Well, I graduated, but I
Yeah.
Yeah, you know there's a difference, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? Let's start over. Here's the other half of your gift.
Oh, hey, cool. Ooh.
Depends.
That's
what's wrong?
These feel like joke gifts. Are these joke gifts?
John, you know I don't joke.
It's true. It's you're defining. I thought maybe you got some help or something. Someone helped you form a joke for the first time ever. Why would I want depends, dude? Dude, I'm continent.
It's not about. It's frankly, I'm offended because I thought really long and hard about what my dear, dear friend John wanted and deserved, and I was so happy when I got these, and I was like, oh, John's gonna be like, yes.
Look, no, Barabbas, I appreciate the effort. I do, and I appreciate that you're giving me a kiss, but. If this is the gifts, man, I don't want them. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to be reminded of my future mortality.
Oh, no, Barabbas, you already started giving the gifts. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late, you guys.
Oh, hey.
Hey, it's kind of a bummer, but.
Yeah. Oh,
Judas, how's it going?
it's good. I'm sorry. I'm late. I didn't know we were starting the gift giving already. I'm late because I was getting one of your graduation gifts.
Oh, you guys.
Barabbas and I worked on it together.
Yeah.
Oh no. Now I'm a little worried.
It's an urn.
Guys.
You earned it.
Yeah.
I laugh not from being a joke.
I know. You don't get it. Judas is the one with the sense of humor. Guys, I'm young. I know I went to college a little bit late, but 28's not that old to be graduating from college, okay? And you're making me feel like a real old person, all right?
You know how your lease is about to be up?
Yeah.
Well, we went in together on an assisted living facility.
You guys, don't they have rules about who can actually live there?
No.
They don't? I thought there was rules.
No, the only rule
just
is...
just college graduates like you, big boy.
Wait, you have to have graduated college to get into one of those?
And be willing to have someone else wipe your butt.
Mm-hmm. And we've been to some of your parties. We know that's not going to be a problem for you.
Okay, that was supposed to be related in confidence, Judas. Are you saying you betrayed me, Judas?
I thought you told Barabbas about the wiping.
You see, this is...
God. Okay.
I can't believe this is... Judas.
Yes, Barabbas?
I'm frankly upset. We go out of our way to take care of one of our oldest friends.
Okay, how do you mean that?
What?
How do you mean that?
Well, we've known you for a week, so how do you think we mean it?
No, you've known me... Okay. You've not known me. You've known me for longer than a week.
Who's keeping track?
Yeah. I am.
Age is just a number. It's about how you feel.
And I don't feel like any of these things. I don't feel like it depends or dentures or an urn. You know what? Screw you guys.
No.
I'm never going to feel like this. I'm never going to feel this old.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, Judas, this is... I mean, sorry.
I thought you were talking to yourself.
I do that sometimes, but... I was trying to talk to you, Barabbas. This is really awkward. That last gift that we talked about.
Yeah, I wrote. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about it?
It's on its way.
Oh, at this point, it's going to be a huge disaster.
I know. But,
well, it's already coming. It's,
yeah. And
okay.
Knock, knock, knock.
Oh God. Speaking of,
guys,
just open the door, John.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing though. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Hello.
Hi, we're a couple of sexy 20-year-olds. We were told that there was an old man that wants to relive his glory days and get married to us.
No. Marriage. I'm sorry. It's not going to work. Okay,
girls, I'm sorry.
Sorry, hot, attractive, steaming youths.
Go back to the hostel that you're currently staying in.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
We don't need you. He's not into the old guy stuff. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's a real bummer.
Oh.
We were ready to go, too.
You could come back. No, I mean, you can come back.
No,
go on, ladies.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, check out this urn.
No, we're already walking away.
No, we only want to be touched by old hands.
Yeah, and I have a new IUD.
Cut to 27 years later. Well, here it is. Finally 55 plus. I knew it wouldn't feel any different. I feel the same.
That's real good, John. Now, if you could just spread your cheeks a little for me.
Scene.